Good afternoon. We're sitting here with Jason Benoit, who's got a brand new album out. Hey, Jason, how are you doing this afternoon?
Doing great. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. I can't complain so far, that's for sure. One of the first things that we've been asking most of the artists is, how is 2023 going for you so far since you had that long layoff due to the pandemic?
Well, it's taken a little bit of time to get back into it. There's, I've released a new album, which is great. So, I got lots to do on that front, promoting the new album and trying to get out there and get in front of fans and try to, get the ball rolling again. But it's a little slow starting off this year, but it's come to expect that with the hard few years we just went through. So, but I feel like it's definitely, the momentum is starting to pick up. So,
well, it's great to hear that you got new music. We've been playing your latest single, VHS, here at the station. Can you tell me a little bit about that song?
Yeah, VHS. The album is called Time Traveler, and it's sort of a theme for the whole album. Is songs that are either have an old country sound or a theme of a throwback somehow. And actually, this song VHS is, I wrote this song for the album because, I grew up, I'm an 80s kid, and I remember watching a ton of VHS back when I was young for entertainment and for because this was before the internet. I'm dating myself right now. But, before the internet, before cell phones, and I grew up with three channels on TV. We didn't have cable, and one of them was a French channel. I couldn't speak French, so.
And one of them was probably CBC.
I watched a lot of VHS for fun because our family had a bunch of like home videos from parties and house parties and people playing guitar and singing and all that stuff. So I learned a lot from those VHS tapes and when I was just getting started playing guitar and stuff like that. So VHS had a huge influence on my life. I thought, why not throw a song in the mix? Do a bit of a tribute to the 80s, early 90s VHS.
I agree with you totally because I grew up in the 80s. I was born in the 70s, so now I'm dating myself as well. But VHS tapes, I had the same, a similar thing. Like I played guitar when I was younger and people around me were all playing and we always, took video of it. And it's nice to look back at all those memories and still be able to, hold on to them for forever because it's on some kind of media now, right?
Man, I'm telling you, like there were people on those videos who were just as big to me as the stars were on TV. You know what I mean? Like the music, yeah. The country stars, and the talent, the local talent, and stuff like that. It was incredible, and it helped me to learn even just to how to perform in front of a crowd. When you're just starting, and it kind of gives you an idea of how to carry yourself around a guitar and in that situation, right? So much to learn from that stuff and so grateful to still have those home videos around.
Did you get your start at, people talk about the East Coast and the kitchen parties. Is that kind of how you got started playing music?
Yeah, 100%, yeah. Every couple weeks, we'd probably have a family get-together and, it was family and cousins and friends down the road. And around here, we had a lot of people who knew how to play something, either accordion or fiddle or guitar and sing and all kinds of stuff. So there was no shortage of reasons to have a party on the weekend. But, and then that was done a lot. It was a lot of fun.
Well, it sounds like a great way to learn your craft when you're just starting out, to be surrounded by family and friends in a supportive environment where everybody's just playing music for the fun of it. There's no business behind it. It's just for the pure enjoyment of music.
Oh, for sure. It takes the pressure off. You feel like they encourage you to play and they want you to sing and to learn music. And so it's a great thing to have a family who can encourage you that way, right? And that's definitely where I got it from.
Well, tell us a little bit about the album. What's the new album called and where can people find it?
Yeah, for sure. The name of the album is Time Traveler. And actually, when we wrote the album, we didn't even plan on releasing the songs. I mean, it wasn't even, these songs were written, but they were written for fun. And they were written during the pandemic with a good buddy of mine, Jerry. And we just like to sit down and have a few drinks and play some guitar, you know, on the weekend for some fun. And that's what we did. And every now and then we'd get an idea for a song, and then we'd, you know, make a note. We'd probably get a chorus and a verse, and then we'd finish it that week and stuff. And over the 2 years, we ended up writing, you know, a full album's worth of songs. I had the opportunity at the time to work with him to actually produce it and release it. So I've never produced before, but I had lots of ideas.
Yeah.
For the album and for the songs and how I thought they should sound, and I wanted a more traditional country sound, and yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was kind of unexpected, but it all together. But I feel like this is the most proud I've ever been of a piece of work I've ever released. So it's called Time Traveler, and it's available on digital platforms, and it's actually, you can get physical CDs as well if you go on my website, jasonbemelmusic.com, or follow my socials. The link is there, and it'll take you to the way you can get it physically if you still have a CD player.
Right on. We're looking forward to hearing a new single off the album soon, and we'll...
Awesome. Yeah, that's coming real soon, actually, next single. But thank you so much for playing VHS and all the support in the past. I really appreciate you.